Good evening. This is Akashvari Kohima. I'm Katholena with the evening news. The headlines: Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla sworn in as 22nd Governor of Nagaland. Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla calls for collective action towards Nagaland's inclusive growth. India-Fiji exchange 7 agreements including on health, standardization, capacity building. And Nagaland CMHIS wins CIPS Innovation Award 2024 in health sector. Now the news in detail. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla was sworn in today as the 22nd Governor of Nagaland. He was administered the oath of office by the Chief Justice of the Guwahati High Court, Justice Ashutosh Kumar, at Raj Bhavan, Kohima.
मैं अजय कुमार भल्ला ईश्वर की शपथ लेता हूं कि मैं श्रद्धा पूर्वक नागालैंड के राज्यपाल के पद का कार्यपालन करूंगा तथा अपनी पूरी योग्यता से संविधान और विधि का परीक्षण, संरक्षण और प्रतिरक्षण करूंगा और मैं अजय कुमार भल्ला नागालैंड की जनता की सेवा और कल्याण में निरत रहूंगा।
Mr. Bhalla has been given additional charge of Nagaland following the demise of Governor La Ganesan on August 15. The oath-taking ceremony was attended by Chief Minister Nipiu Riu, Deputy Chief Ministers Tia Zileng and Wai Paton, members of Parliament, ministers, MLAs, senior officials from state and central government, Padma Shri awardees, representatives of civil society organizations and other dignitaries. Governor Bhalla was also accorded a ceremonial guard of honor by Nagaland Police Mahila IR as part of the swearing-in ceremony. Following the oath, Mr. Bhalla held his first interaction with the state cabinet led by Chief Minister Riu. Later, the governor and his wife visited the Kohima War Cemetery to pay homage to the soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice. Newly sworn in Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla has called for collective efforts from the government, civil society, tribal bodies and every citizen to ensure that Nagaland not only keeps pace with the rest of the country but also emerges as a model of inclusive and sustainable development. In his first address after assuming office today, Governor Bhalla highlighted the state's strategic location and rich cultural heritage as key assets in India's growth story.
Our nation stands tall as the world's fastest growing major economy, a beacon of stability and growth. But for our nation to grow stronger and realize the dream of a Viksit Bharat by 2047, a developed India, every region and every state must be an equal partner in this progress. No one must be left behind. Nagaland, with its unique strengths and strategic location, has a vital role to play.
Emphasizing the state's immense potential, he pointed to youth entrepreneurship, organic farming, tourism, and the rich traditions of art and craft as areas for sustainable growth. At the same time, he acknowledged the pressing need to improve connectivity, healthcare, education, and employment opportunities. He assured the state government of his fullest support in these efforts. The governor also expressed deep gratitude and humility upon assuming office, calling it a sacred responsibility to serve the people of the state. Paying tribute to his late predecessor La Ganesan, Mr. Bhalla described him as a people's governor who served with dedication, selflessness and empathy.
He has set a benchmark of public service that I can only aspire to follow. While his are very big shoes to fill, I assure you that I will strive to uphold the highest traditions of this honored position and to live up to the expectations of the people.
Immediately following this news bulletin, the first address of the newly sworn-in Governor of Nagaland and Manipur, Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, to the people of Nagaland will be broadcast on Akashvani Kohima's primary channel at 639 kHz and FM Tragopan 103 MHz. Chief Minister Nipiu Riu has congratulated Ajay Kumar Bhalla on being sworn in as the Governor of Nagaland. In a social media post, he said, "The state looks forward to his leadership and guidance in advancing development and progress." Mr. Riu wished the new governor a successful and an impactful tenure in service to the people. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. India and Fiji today exchange 7 agreements, including on health, standardization capacity building, and on big impact projects in New Delhi. In his press statements after delegation-level talks with his Fijian counterpart, Sitiveni Lingamammada Rabuka, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said a 100-bed super speciality hospital will be built in Suva, the capital of Fiji.
ने तय किया कि सुवा में 100 बेड सुपर स्पेशलिटी अस्पताल बनाया जाएगा, डायलिसिस यूनिट्स और सी एम्बुलेंस भेजी जाएगी और जन औषधि केंद्र खोले जाएंगे जिससे सस्ती और उत्तम क्वालिटी की दवा हर घर तक पहुंचेगी.
Mr. Modi highlighted that India and Fiji have prepared an action plan to strengthen mutual cooperation in defense and security. He underscored that both countries are ready to share their experience in the fields of cybersecurity and data protection and agree that terrorism is a huge challenge for humanity. Mr. Modi said both countries are working together on renewable energy to tackle climate change. Mr. Rabuka said that India and Fiji stand together in promoting peace, stability, welfare and development.
Look forward to continuing the great cooperation we have. We have been fortunate to be part of your global efforts in solarization and medicine research and the use of your recent discoveries and inventions. We can only benefit. We may not have the ability to be up there in the front, but whatever we get in our relationship, we will value and we will treasure.
Nagaland's flagship health initiative, the Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme, CMHIS, has been awarded the CIPS Innovation Award 2024 in the health sector for its inclusive and innovative approach to universal health protection. The award was presented by the Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Manoj Sinha, at a ceremony in Srinagar on August 22. Receiving the award on behalf of the Nagaland Health Protection Society, NHPS, were Joint CEO Dr. Kika Longkumar and Deputy CEO Dr. Yingnai Konyak. Designed to ensure affordable and equitable healthcare, CMHIS integrates digital enrollment, cashless services and real-time claims. The NHPH has expressed gratitude to all stakeholders and citizens for their support in making the scheme a success. The Staff Selection Commission SSC today reiterated its commitment to conducting fair and transparent exams. SSC Chairman S. Gopalakrishnan highlighted that the Commission has taken a series of steps to rectify the technical glitches and malpractices, including Aadhaar authentication.
सिस्टम में आधार कैंडिडेट ऑथेंटिकेशन के लिए आएगा और दूसरा जो है क्वेश्चंस कहीं और से आ रहेंगे. हमने पूरा नॉर्मलाइजेशन का तरीका बदला है. सिलेबस के अंदर ही अलग अलग क्वेश्चंस अलग अलग शिफ्ट में ला रहे हैं ताकि क्वेश्चंस पैटर्न रिपीट नहीं होगा. हमने सिस्टम बदल के एग्जाम सोल्यूशन के ऊपर हमने एक और सीडैक सोल्यूशन लगाया है.
On the combined graduate level examination, which was postponed, the commission has said that the exam will be held from mid-September onwards. And in Dimapur, a recent joint inspection by the district administration, food safety authority and police uncovered multiple violations among packaged drinking water and RO treatment units operating without valid licenses. 13 units were issued summon orders and penalties were imposed. 4 operators, namely MS Gugaho, MS AA Water, MS Elixir and MS Drizzle, opted to shut operations entirely. Currently, 34 bottling units across Dimapur, Tsumukedima, Medziphema and Newland hold valid licenses from the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India. Authorities said regular inspections will continue and advise citizens to contact the hotline at 03862-366-349 for more information. To end the news, the headlines here again. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bala sworn in as 22nd Governor of Nagaland. Governor Ajay Kumar Bala calls for collective action towards Nagaland's inclusive growth. India, Fiji exchange 7 agreements including on health, standardization capacity building and Nagaland CMHIS win CIPS Innovation Award 2024 in health sector. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.